On the show today, we have SECU Foundation's Jama Dagenhart talking about SECU partnering with NC Green Power to enhance renewable energy at their local schools. So check it out. Welcome to our program. And on today's program, we have Jama Dagenhart from the SECU Foundation. How are you, Jama?
I am great, Mike. I hope you're doing well today.
Doing well indeed. Hey, you guys have a number of really cool partnerships, but one of them that really kind of stuck out in my mind, or I saw like a press release or something coming across the wires here, it was about your partnership with NC Green Power to enhance renewable energy to local schools. And I went, this is really a cool thing. So I just, before we dive into that, can you tell us about this partnership that you guys have with NC Green Power?
Well, you know, we have been partners with Green Power since 2006. And they are a not-for-profit organization focusing on renewable energy in North Carolina. So we really feel like they really align really well with our foundation and our credit union. At that time in 2006, our credit union was looking at some green initiatives, auto loans, green designs for our new branches. So it really just fell in line with our foundation working with these folks.
Okay.
So we've had a long time relationship with them. And a couple years ago, they came to us and said, we've got a new pilot that we've been working on. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to get solar installations out in public schools in North Carolina.
Okay.
Green Power, of course, knew SECU Foundation's focus with public education in North Carolina, and they thought that this would be a great collaboration, and mm-hmm. it really has been. So really, it is State Employees Credit Union Foundation, it's Green Power, and it's also these public schools who have to bring a lot to the table.
Mm-hmm.
So they're fundraising, they're having to apply for these grants, and then Green Power provides funding, and then SECU Foundation provides funding for each of these solar installations in the schools.
And of course, the schools are the end-all, be-all, you know, winners here, because obviously they save money on the power, and then that's more money for kids, for education, all that type. I mean, there's so many wins here, it's making my head spin. So that's why it was such a cool story.
What's that? I said the education piece is huge, because a lot of these areas in North Carolina, there may be no other examples of solar energy. So it's giving these students an opportunity to work with the solar installation. Mm-hmm. And Green Power, the really neat thing is they provide actually educational materials and help train the teachers as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's bringing even more education to these schools than they would already have. So that whole science, math, STEM education piece is so important. So it's a really great project.
Okay. Now, Jama, there's another win. We got to throw in the pile there. So very cool. So I mean, how did this? I mean, you said that you guys have had this relationship with NC Green Power for since 2006. So it's your 10-year anniversary, or last year was your 10-year anniversary. So I mean, how did this particular project come about? Obviously, renewable energy is a very trendy, very cool thing, and just a smart thing to do these days. How did this one come about?
Well, Green Power actually came to us in, I guess it was probably the summer of 2015, and they had already developed what they thought would be a pilot to provide solar installations in K-12 public schools in North Carolina, and they needed other funders to bring this about. And so they came to us and said, you know, we're right now prepared to provide the schools with a 3 kW system, but we want to make that system a little bit larger.
Mm-hmm.
Would SECU Foundation be interested in being a partner with us in the schools?
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, it's about a $30,000 project per school. SECU Foundation funds $10,000. Mm-hmm. North Carolina Green Power funds $10,000. And then the schools have to do their own fundraising.
Ah.
So the schools have to apply with North Carolina Green Power. So you've got to have teachers or students in the schools who are very passionate about this and want this opportunity, because they're applying, they're saying, this is what we're actually going to do with this system.
Right.
In a lot of cases, it's not just within the schools they're providing education, but they're bringing other groups from the communities into the schools mm-hmm. to see what they're doing. So it really is a collaboration of a lot of different parties coming together. The first schools received their installations, it would have been last year. Mm-hmm. And there were four schools that we started.
Oh, good. I'm glad you had that. Yeah, I was going to say how many schools there were.
So we did four schools. We did, and what we really are looking at, you know, SECU Foundation, we're a statewide foundation as we're a statewide credit union.
Right.
So we're looking at funding in all 100 counties in North Carolina.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
So it's very important for us to make sure we're picking schools that are representative of all regions, all areas of North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
So we're able to find a school, a wonderful school in Surrey County in the western part of our state, Durham County, which is central to North Carolina, and then a couple schools down east, one in Craven County and one in Columbus County. So we've got a good representation of all areas of the state. So that was our first year. The second year, we have additional schools coming on board. And currently, Green Power has an application out there, I think until about the end of this month,
mm-hmm.
for schools to apply for our third round of funding.
Wow. So is this like an ongoing project that will last for decades and decades? I mean, it sounds like there's going to be schools added each year or until every school in North Carolina is covered.
It's covered. We started this out as a pilot in 2015
okay.
just to see where the school's able to fundraise, what, you know, are the installations helpful? Is the education piece helpful? I think it's been very successful. I can say that of all the groundbreakings and dedications we go to throughout the state for different projects with the foundation, there is so much excitement behind this. I mean, you'll have entire schools that turn out, the bands, the cheerleaders. I mean, it's really awesome. People from the community really get involved with this.
Mm-hmm.
Their funding will run out next year.
Okay.
And so then our board will look at, are we all wanting to renew this project and go further
mm-hmm.
with it?
Mm-hmm.
But we've received amazing feedback from the students and the teachers and the parents and just so many members around the state who are interested in renewable energy,
yeah.
interested in education in the schools.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a great project.
So let's look at it from the credit union's perspective, because that's who our audience is. So what benefits does, I mean, obviously this is not a self-serving thing, but what benefits does the credit union get from this? Obviously there's a little bit more exposure, the education aspect of it. Is that kind of what you guys are going for? Is that the kind of the goal here for it? Besides giving back?
Well, you know, giving back is such a tremendous part of who we are as a not-for-profit cooperative, you know, and I think our members, and that's why the SECU Foundation was formed, because I think our members throughout the state wanted to see our credit union doing something very visible for North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And we picked education, we picked health care, we picked housing as key areas that we want to go in and provide high impact statewide.
Right.
And throughout all regions of North Carolina. So it is giving back, but I think it also says a lot about our credit union
mm-hmm.
and who we want our members to understand and the general public to understand what we represent.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're always searching for those very important projects that combine things like public schools.
Mm-hmm.
You know, credit union is here to serve public school teachers and state employees in North Carolina. So we're always searching for those projects that involve key elements that appeal to our membership base.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's kind of infectious in a good way because, you know, maybe other organizations in the community are like, gosh, look what SECU is doing over at the schools. You know, maybe we can kick in a few bucks too to help out. I mean, it's got to kind of be kind of cool in that way as well.
Absolutely. We get a tremendous amount of feedback from members statewide about the foundation. And of course, our foundation is funded by our members
mm-hmm.
from their $1 in their checking account. So
we've
got over 2 million members of State Employees Credit Union, and these folks are all contributing
mm-hmm.
this dollar to our foundation to make all these amazing things happen. So it's a really unique program project. It's the things that we choose and our board of directors decide upon, things
mm-hmm.
that we fund, we really want to make sure that we're giving back to our membership and to the greater citizenry in North
yeah.
Carolina.
Yeah, I think you guys are hitting it out of the park in that area. All right, Jamie, I know you got plenty of stuff to do on your plate today, so we'll wrap up here. What advice do you have for other credit unions who may want to do something similar? Like we just kind of alluded to in our last response, like, gosh, that could be really infectious, you know, but other credit unions may want to do something like this too. Do you have any advice for those folks?
I think for other foundations, what I would say is find strong partners.
Okay.
Find folks that you want to collaborate with that you feel like really share your values and your philosophy. Green Power is a great example of that, and that's something that SECU Foundation looks for in all of our projects and all of our programs. We're looking statewide for nonprofits primarily that really share our values and have the ability to bring these projects to fruition. We couldn't do this without the schools being involved,
right.
and we certainly couldn't do it without North Carolina Green Power. I mean, they were the brainchild for this project. So, you know, we want to be a part of this and make it happen.
Right on. Right on. Well, this is just, I mean, I love doing stories like this because it's such a cool message to send out to the community. And again, it's so, it's infectious in a good way because it's just like, man, all these people are giving. Why can't we too? You know, so it's such a neat message. So, Jaima, thank you so much for coming on the show. You guys are doing some tremendous work there in North Carolina. Keep up the good work, and let's revisit again when you guys are doing something else fantastic.
Do it, Mike. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Anytime.